occur. At one time, the blessing of the soul and the royal domain of all should be conquered. A great gathering of monks in the great assembly of police office. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed with his body of many aspects of the number of all profound appearance. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the police of Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, the police of Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, the police of Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely with the natural emptiness. The form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than the form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra. Like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, an emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, there is something to rely on and abide by means of profound perfection wisdom. Since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become truly complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, but is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is built on the Seyata, Om Gate Gate, Paragate, Parasangate, Bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the Avalokiteshvara, and his fourth well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the time of time as well as you realize. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering as well as the worldly beings, gods, humans, Asuras, and Gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. At page 12. Om Densa Pumi Aum Wanchen Serji Saji Om Densa Renge Aum Shishani Purli Purve Musu Priya Puri Vada Shalu Vano Guru Sangu Vim Om Vanche Chantrani Jem
Yeah. Shardaji Sikin Takashin Mubushin Diyadri Ta Nganzu Chichi Gupa Te Anji Chaga Chima Gatian Tala Yegu Yuri Chaga Chima Lo Pichan Nama Chidani Chichi Di Nganzu Gyuwa Du Chidani Khandian Chiyar Di Mani Pinsin Yatang Wanda Kuwa Gwa Wanda Banda Kari Sina Ya Depi Chichi Yegu Di Chaga Chiri Wala And Joachim and Pimbichi, the Lingisa than Dabuchi. And then my Ivan Sandalogy, Consulate, Susa, you are party in the Gimuazamadan, Pentagon, the Andrew Mata, the Tatu, the Tiji. And then is that the Andrew Tanda Quaku Senator and the Nimaman Kindia, and Andrew Jalo, Toma Yomari. And Jalo Toma made the singing, Nahi Day. Then the Nanzu Lutende, Sendel Remato, George Chima Yama, Sendel Tusunta, they made Lutendian on the Sendel Lutendian, and it took one of the George Chima Lundu Lutende, Jan Dugu, Kakin Pingaman, the Sand Dugu, the Sand Santa, Tabari Kindia, and then you Tabari Gang, Susoku Julia, Jigaman, Jigapa, Tigan, the Sanctuary, Sandy, Tamatio, Jun Hibara Jure. Oh, then they send the Joachimalian do the law, and Joachimadala. Tang on the Gioagina Yapo, you see, you are the Gioa, the Joachimal, the Gioa, the Yapo, looking in. And then the Gioa Chimalo, and Rosadalan, the Dendosund, and the Sundi. And then the Sundi, Ha, man, Hama, Gioachigina, Joachimadalon, Padundon, Ha, man, Hama, some Jalin to good. Then Megia Chigina. And the carriage is in Royal to the Maggie Litigi and the Maggie Nyawa, Yeda, Tunusum Charlie. That and that Chick Charlie, Nikita, Chipandang, the Charles, Tom and Denis, who said, Your money, do sit under quack horse and tell a quack horse, you can under quack horse, good and that, and those who could have been.
So we are here to practice Dharma. And the practicing Dharma doesn't really require in a special place where you can sit quietly in front of altars and so on. So receiving teachings and engaging in the discussions of the Dharma is also a practice, one form of practicing the Dharma. So here again, whether one's practice will really become a dharmic practice or not, it depends upon one's motivations. Motivation plays a very critical role in our practice. If one is engaging, if one claims oneself as engaging in the practice of the Dharma, particularly the practice of the mind and Dharma, if one is not being able to cultivate its appropriate motivations, let alone one's practice become a Mahayana practice, Mahayana Dharma practice, it won't even become a practice of the Dharma. So therefore, to make sure whenever we engage in the practice of Dharma, prior to one's actual practice, one must cultivate appropriate motivations to become one's practice, a purposeful, or in other words, become a Dharma practice. So once you're able to set appropriate motivations, then one's practice will become a Dharma practice, and one will be able to implant a seed, the virtuous seed, within one's own continuum. And it is whether one's practice really becomes beneficial or not is depend upon whether or not that one is able to implant a potencies or propensities, a positive propensities, the virtuous propensities within one's continuum. In order to keep such a positive propensities or potency within one's continuum, one has to cultivate appropriate motivations. So it is this positive motivations, or it is this positive potency will become then a cause for high rebirth and liberation, and as well as the state of enlightenment. So therefore, it is the latency or the potency that you actually implant within your continuum will really give you a result, whether it is a positive or negative result. So positive potency will never give rise to the negative result, and negative potency will never give rise to a positive result. So the result really coming about corresponding to its cause, what kind of causes and condition that was one is able to implant it within one's continuum. So therefore, when we speak about sentient beings within the secular existence, is not really to do with this body, but rather the potency that we have implanted within one's mind, one's continuum, that actually give rise to its result, which prevents us from freeing ourselves from this bondage of secular existence or the of samsara. So if one is able to keep a virtuous potency or this or the latency within one's continuum, and this will have a positive result, such as high rebirth in a human deva and demigods. And if one is unable to do that, then the negative result will, once you have implanted the negative potency within one's continuum, then this will give rise to its result, which is the rebirth in in the negative, in the unfortunate realm, such as hell, you know, preta realms, and the animal realms.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 叫阿妈了嘛，伊，舅妈了嘛，伊，今个恁阿婆哥从土面就是八度阿姐，莫被黑色的，但恁八度嘛，伊比叫舅妈了八度呢，真正你拿起的个，那舅妈舅妈都有了，叫阿舅妈一些是呢，再把当铺进来几个爸妈的舅妈做，那俺就没叫阿那个呢，那旁边苦茶弄了很多的，一些是个，今个当铺很多，旁边苦茶弄了拿起的，八度人爹的，没有留点那个，那没爸妈那个苦茶弄了很多。 那这些是个，这些是。我对八度八度的有的，我真的八下真的给你给我写的八下个论大部的，俺那俺就怎么弄弄路线大部的，俺说过弄做啥子了？就说过的弄也没事的嘛，现在八下都多多，那真的个啥嘛的？我等到几真的有哪些听了我讲过的，俺真的个哪些这个没交那那个那个人啊？那就八度人多，俺那八度人多呢？ Pijji padol nitan chawak kati nitan padol ni chabu giji hikun diya giyo yade, chabu diya nitan dhugu yade. Tanda yi naki de chawak chema giyo nitan mei kuta nolo khusu do, nitan kuyo mei chawak jine dhugu yade. A tanda yi nitan gyawa chikin dila, tanda yi mama yi chit tanda chikin, nitan yang haan dhambu chik, haan dhru dhu pinchin, padol jima nitan hai chawak, di gyawa yi giyo yade, mei giyo ligin dhibu chikin na, May Pamagni Kuta no Kusudo, and just a second longer. And the high jaw the Padu, the Guna Mikitangan Hamago, the high jaw the Languin, and the high Zubu Naki to Hundu the Kur Hadi in the day. Ha, man, Hamasundra, and Hamay is a ha, my man, my man, the Nakanaji is a. Oh, the Nayge, Jaw Lenji Naki, the Nayji Pumuki Husundo, Husundo, and the Ku. Hamaya di ni biru. Oh, jadi ni, jessu dulu, jessu tunggu dulu. Anu hai, mei na, na pami kuda na buat jinu ku. Hai na, kono tambo ni ni, jusian, kaje cik, kena lokai kiri tengen tengah jik jual ni, ngah cek tengah jik mubi kia gue mubi dia. Anu hamaya ni, hai hamaya ni, mei hamaya ni, anu jik jual ni dulu. Anu jual ni ni, jual cima ke nak hidup, sendek ke nak hidup, jual cima pan dia, tengah pagi sari.
So, whatever the actions that one have created within one's lifetime, and this, that as soon as your action is completed, and the potency will be remain within, in other words, the potency will be deposited within one's continuum, and this will then carry up. We will carry this potency. Until it gives rise to its fruition, will carry this potency within one's continuum through this life to the bardo and to next life. And so then what kind of, you know, the potency that we have within one's continuum, depending on one's actions, will give rise to a positive rebirth or the negative rebirth in one's future life. So within one's lifetime, if one is able to maintain this virtuous actions, able to adopt those virtuous actions, then suddenly one will have a positive rebirth as soon as you pass through, as soon as you have completed the process of, you know, dying and then bardo, then you will take rebirth, then you will have a positive rebirth. And if one is unable to maintain this positive deeds or the virtuous deed within one's present life, then one will, in fact, is engaging in negative deeds and so on, then one will implant all this negative potency within one's present continuum, which will then carry the potency, or the seeds will be carried to Bardo and to the next rebirth, which will be the negative results. So then negative result, in other words, the negative rebirth in the unfortunate realms, within the unfortunate realms. So now, whether one is able to gain the positive rebirth or the negative rebirth, it entirely depends upon one's own present actions. That is, one's rebirth will not be created by some mighty beings. There won't be anyone who will actually project, or who will actually give rise to rebirth in your one's future rebirths. One's future rebirths, whether we will have, we'll be able to have a positive future rebirth or the negative future rebirth, is entirely depends upon one's own, the present actions. The present actions will become a cause, the actual cause for giving rise to one's future rebirth.
Tā mēngi tsunā nāndu gui rē, tēnā yungu wēchāni. Ngā tēnā yīn sāti lō, āni mēngi kia wā lēndā nā, āni chī tāsā ngāndu, wā tā tāni sīngi ki mēngi sīgi chī nā tēdi khisā ki, āni jitā nā pīwē tāma tēnā mōngbō chī rē, tēnā ki tāni dāvā yīn nā, tā chī nā chī tā, chī chī khī yīn 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 yīn, tōni kī pē ngāndu pē, kia wā lēndā pē mēsī jī rēndi Yecho gucho, anya nda chima tinte se yuwa mara, tiye rindu lo chu tiye ni. Na chu tiye a mele pa, anya chima mege, o mege chibungu chitin te su sun, a mele pa chi, anya se ma juwa mele pa pensin chi, anya gyawa ji du du chaka chunbe chi nanda, anya mele pensin chi chi nanda, su su kandiyanda chi chi nanda, kade chi nanda, anya chawa chama le pimpi ki te yin, santa kunu de chu gugyo sa ma rewe ma to, anya le gyawa na chi tong kung an ti, Kungan si kapu jie mua san, pa ji tien, pi jie mua san, tanda kungu mianpa ji. Ani kuru ji pa tie shana, ani ji susu ki pe gyawa na kibu, tanda na mangi ba ji, ani kuru pensiang ki san tong, tanda ji, ani susu kandien gichong jia na kuki ya long, chondu ji sama la ju san jing, kata chondu kuru mumbu ki suma, tanda ji san niya pu ji tong digi yin na, ani ngang zu kuru tiende ta chi to pa pa ji giri ni kuya sari. Tell the city, you give no sign, and they told you to be very, and the purely attended Desa Sindh, Tenda Taba Mumbo, you had a Tesunolo, Chapti, Tenagin, Lama Mumbo, that is no Lama, you took it, you said to the Congress, and put it in such a Kabachi, the Chichi, and those at Gavachu, and the Kuno, Chawal, Ranton, Lama Sentinel, Ranton, and Jim, and Chita Santa Madonna, Kabachi, and the Consulian, and Tuko, Tuko Sentinel, and Twilight. Lama Jar, which is in a corner of Mutaj, which is by Matanaki, Lama Mumpur, Mumbu, and Jan is in a Yuji. What is the Kanga, the P? And so, the Jawal Ranto, and Jawako, and the Nini Jin, and Chiapo Jugina, and Quality with Tapatos and Chimanya and Domagri. And Dwar the Tanchu is Sangun, and Dwar the Sigin, Tanchi within the Sanji Kubantotuna, and Ranta Mansi, and Dwar the Sigin, Tanchi Daja Tambadan. And the Labour Jerome didn't knock Jaja Temba Nahingita, Kunanandu, Amalba Chuk here to Mandu than a reiri. And the second was also half a wrong and general credential doubling on the people, the Nagi Unguri.
So, even if one is able to obtain this positive rebirth, such as the rebirth of human beings, human and deva and demigods. Even this rebirth, though they are considered as the high rebirth, but they are still a result of delusions and karma, not freed from delusion and karma. Although one may have obtained such a positive rebirth, but still was still within the realm of samsara. And so long as one remains within the realm of samsara, and one is not free from sufferings, because when one is not free from suffering, because one is not free from delusions. So long as the delusion remains within one's continuum, it is not possible for one to have a lasting and genuine happiness. Therefore, so practicing the practitioner of the Dharma must, you know, have a higher aim, not just only though that's taking refuge in tejas and the small scope. It is a, you know, of course that's a practice, it's a Dharma practice. But this is not an ultimate practice. This will not lead oneself, this will not take oneself to the ultimate goal. Because our ultimate goal is to achieving everlasting happiness, which is the free from, you know, delusions and so on. So therefore, one must, you know, think about that first. One must begin to, you know, reflect one's mind upon the suffering nature of secular existence in general, and the suffering nature of the lower realms in particular. And if you look at this, the Lamrim texts or the liberation on the palm of your hand, you will find the detailed explanation about the suffering of the particular, realms, of particularly of the law realms. If one has taken a rebirth within the law realms, the how much suffering that we may experience. And not only just you think about the sufferings, but when we think about the suffering, one must think in a way that actually the suffering is something that is really you yourself as the one who is experiencing it. This is how you should reflect your mind. Otherwise, if you just think about it, this suffering is just, you know, experienced by the other individuals, there won't be much effect. So think about yourself. If I were to born in such a realm, and if I were to go through that kind of sufferings, such as the suffering nature, think about the suffering of hell beings in the cold hell, in the heat, and then think about the animal realms, how much suffering those animals are undergoing, and so on, and then predator realms. And you can just try to, you know, think about yourself, you know, how unbearable it would be if one go through this kind of experience. So at this time, fortunately, we're able to obtain this fortunate rebirth, which is human rebirth. And we are actually not going through that kind of suffering. And so therefore, think about yourself as, I must do something, really not myself, you know, fall into this, you know, existence, or into this realms in my future life. So then you develop a strong sense of, you know, a genuine sense of the freeing yourself from that level of sufferings. Then you take refuge in three jewels, and I must take refuge in three jewels to free myself from that level of sufferings. So then, as we mentioned earlier, that even if you are able to obtain such a positive rebirth, one is still under the dominations, under the control. One still remains under the control of karma, delusions, and so on. So now, how can you know, think about yourself as, how can I really make myself not really, you know, controlled by those karma and delusions? Then one try to reflect one's mind upon the possibility of freeing oneself from this, not only from the lower realms, but even in the human realms and the deva realms and demigod realms, to gain a total freedom from sufferings. So when you think in this, those lines, then this will really, take you to the domain of what we call the 12 links of dependent originations. So 12 links of, when it comes to that, you know, 12 links of dependent originations, then the 12 links of dependent origination will enable you to understand how those, the sentient beings, are revolved within this cyclic existence by you know, reflecting one's mind upon the, you know, the sequential order of the 12 links of different originations. Then so now, if this is the way that sentient beings are revolving within the cyclic existence, so how one can free oneself from cyclic existence? Then if you reflect your mind upon the 12 links of different originations on the reverse order, then this will let you understand, this will give you a hope and courage to free, how you can free yourself from cyclic existence. So then, so now, here, it is not again a really sufficient or the adequate to free oneself from the cyclic existence. Because we, you know, right from the beginning of thinking about our own life, it is a beginning life, beginningless, sorry. So the beginningless, right from the beginningless time up until now, we are dependent upon our, you know, other beings, such as one's parents, relatives, and so on and so forth. So if you really think about the life that is without beginning, then you have dependent upon a countless sentient beings. Take an example of one's present life. You know, your very survival is dependent upon other beings. Normally, we do not recognize that. When we think about ourselves, we always think about that I'm the one who, you know, accomplished and who is able to obtain such and such, and I'm able to, you know, nurture myself and, you know, to whatever that happens, it is my own deeds and my own actions and my own, you know, courage. That what we always think in that way. But if you really think carefully, everything that you are doing right now and everything that you have obtained at this point, it's all dependent upon other beings. So then you think about your countless lifetime, your past countless lifetimes. So you have dependent upon all those sentient beings. So now it is pretty selfish, if you really think about, to free myself only to gain the state of enlightenment or gain the state of liberations. You know, neglecting all those beings whom we have dependent upon and who have been very kind to us. So therefore, now it is not adequate for me to really to gain a freedom myself from success sufferings, but I must think about, you know, freeing all sentient beings from the cyclic existence. Not only to gain the liberation, but to the state of complete enlightenment. Then this will take you. This is what we call the highest aim of one's the practitioners. So therefore, we as a Mahayana practitioners, one's goal is to gain complete state of enlightenment. The complete state of enlightenment should be, think in this process. You have to think, go through those processes. It is simply not adequate to just say, may I gain state of enlightenment this lifetime and so on and so forth. But rather think about, you know, if I'm unable to gain the state of enlightenment, what will happen to us? So when you ask these questions, you can then begin to think all the way from the, you know, lower realms, suffering of lower realms, and even the higher realms, and even being within the cyclic, even gaining freedom from cyclic existence, that, you know, that alone is not sufficient, then to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all of the sentient beings. This is the process, you know, of taking refuge in three jewels to gain the state of enlightenment. When you take refuge in three jewels and take refuge in three jewels until I gain state of enlightenment, which actually entails that you yourself have a potential to become a three jewels. So here, you know, again, when we speak about to gain liberation, so the moksha, freedom from suffering or freedom from cyclic existence, is not really refers to that the one is actually, you know, transiting from one place to another place. The freedom of cyclic suffering is obtained through the transformation of one's own mind. Because it is not that someone is in this human existence and such an individual is not free from suffering, not free from cyclic existence. So being within this human existence, one can train one's mind and pacify those mental pollutants, purify one's negative state of mind, and then transform one's mind completely. This is what we mean by the freedom from sufferings. Because so long as those negative thoughts and emotions exist within one's own continuum, and it is not really possible for one to gain the state of liberations. It is not possible for one to have a, you know, achieve a everlasting happiness that we seek, we normally seek. So it is not possible for one. So therefore, when we speak about the gaining the state of liberation, must understood in terms of transformation of one's own mind. And that here, in a transformation of one's mind, must be, done on the basis of understanding ultimate nature of reality. Because this not understanding how things really are really bringing about all those negative thoughts and emotions. It really intensifies all our, delusions. Because when we, without understanding the ultimate nature of reality of oneself, in other words, for instance, when we think of ourselves, and our way of thinking of ourselves is completely distorted. We're not being able to really perceive or to conceive this actual reality of I, the actual mode of existence of the I. So that is what we call our way of perceiving the I is called Dangzin Maripa, which means the ignorance of self-grasping, just self-grasping mind, ignorance of the self-grasping mind, which really lies at the root of all our sufferings. So long as you remain under the control of this self-grasping mind, and you will never free it, and you will never be free. So once you're able to realize how self really is, and mode of existence of the self, then you begin to, cleansing all those mental pollutants, so that then you're moving forward closer towards gaining the state of liberations.
dōsōn jōwāli īsirī, kū dōsōn jōwāli īsirī, kū lā nēmē nī īsirī, hirō tē jūlā jēpā nā āsirī, hirō tē jūlā lipā jēpā nā, jēpā lī īsirī, hōpā tīngē jīwā tātīn, hō tātā yī hirō jī gugirī īsirī, yōntī kū tāng tē tāng nī sōng kē yīgī, dāmē tō bī hirō jī dēgē, yīn kū mē bāntō tū gugirī, mā tō gu, yīn, nga bi thoma mari padan zetang ngu singi yudin kan no ma mari pe ga nga de rang ngu tu pa rang tu tu pa ken ni gyu dang da tumi tu bi la de ge nga rang ngu ma du pa rang tu mo tu pa da ge phom bo la ta ta ji nga de kyin jen wo ye ne ku rang ngu tu ban ji mo la dang gwan do gyu de nga do lo ga na ji de na ji ga dan te wo de na ji gwan ngu de ni ki wo de na ji ki gyu ke dan de dang ngu ngi thoma ngaje ne ji dan de dang ngu zung ge ye ne tūnyung tūpi hiro tūku gurīs, tī kū mēpā tāzo tūku rī mātū, yīn gyawā gīnji kū mēpā tāzo tūku marīs, tā tūnyung tūpi hiro hiro gūsē tēsandī.
So, until and unless you are able to diminish this, the root cause of suffering, then one will not be able to gain the liberations. So, root cause of the suffering is the grasping itself. And grasping itself is the root cause of suffering, because whatever that we do, our actions and motivations are very much based on this grasping itself. And that this grasping itself is the distorted thoughts, and we always follow these distorted thoughts. And once you follow these distorted thoughts, and there won't be any positive result, because we are actually following the wrong thoughts, in other words. So then, so now how can we really, you know, eradicate? How can we really eliminate this root cause of our suffering, which is ignorance or the grasping itself? It is eliminated by generating wisdom understanding, or the wisdom realizing selflessness, or wisdom realizing selflessness. So because it is only because the wisdom realizing selflessness and grasping itself are contradictory in terms of the way they perceive self. So the grasping itself perceives the self as intrinsic existence, or the independent existence, and independent existence, whereas the wisdom realizing selflessness perceived the self as a lack of intrinsic reality. So when you think about, when you think in terms of the mode of the object of the apprehensions, object of the apprehensions are completely, you know, contradictory. So therefore, once you are able to understand how the self really exists, the mode of, when you begin to understand the mode of existence of the self, then the grasping itself gradually, you know, diminishes. And so once you are able to, you know, when the grasping itself diminishes, then the all other, you know, negative thoughts and emotions, delusions, will you know, automatically, you know, diminishes. Just as, like, if you actually, you know, cut the root of the tree, then the tree will, you know, will dry completely, and it will, the tree will be dead, in, you know, and then, you know, after a couple of months and so on. In the same way, you know, if you just engage in the positive deeds or the virtuous deed, will, you know, not really sever or not really cut the root of the cycle existence, cut the root of this delusions, they may be able to suppress, you know, the some, you know, the certain degrees of the delusions, but they will not be able to actually uproot your, you know, the delusions. So therefore, in order to uproot the delusions, we need to understand how things really are, and the mode of existence of the self and mode of existence of phenomena. So without this understanding, it is not possible for one to, you know, you to uproot the, you know, root of all these delusions.
Oh, then I said, you tongue under the jiji, the neck in the other Toma Maripa, Maripa Satana, Jipato of Nandor Pachingi. Joel, Toma Maban Tanda Jipato Sajinio, Qua Kotuki, Dubutin, Kangan, Dani Chida, my in Oda in superior. Chidanga Dajina touching at Tendon that you do not see that you know, the Daddy give a cello and cello in the Toma Maripa. The Terry. Toma Maripa the Kurun Zentam, Tandanga making it a Susan Dabaji Rama, Nazitanaki Kinigo, Gigi Kunga, Gigi Sunday, Kunga, Gigi Sunday, Mangaki, Naro Japanese Sayat, and Dizaganga Yapoji Dena, Nanga Ronga Gizai, and Santa Mangaki Gudo, Tata Saka and the Meltin, Kungu Mato, Takaingo Mari, Penasaji Kimbojina, La Patu, Magic, Genji, Gizor, Tanaki Genji Mina, Pisha Tijuana. Sajit, Yenji, then as a came in, and on the side to my Yomari, and again the Kodenshin Buddhist, and then he's a Nisajan Tajilapa, Nirin Chadan Diji, or my Rang of Majiman, Pajiman, Yoma, Sindela Saya, Tunakan, the Yen at the Unguris, and on this was a poverty paper and Jari. Then no, at the Nego, Tedikia, Del Tachin Buddhi, Shendaji, and the creature got Yoma, what the thought and semi precision, triggering the message of Tajilapa, Lopuji, yes, Jagri.
So. So therefore, you know, if one engages in the virtuous act, such as practicing Dharma and so on, and one's practicing of the Dharma, it's really done on the basis of reflecting one's mind upon the understanding of ultimate nature of reality, then your practice will become a cause for liberations. And so this will then, become a condition for liberations. And so otherwise, all those, the practices, or the virtuous deed, that regardless of what kind of the accumulations of merits and virtuous deeds that one may have done, and this will not really become a actual, you know, cause condition for the liberations. And so once, you know, once practice and the virtuous acts, it's really done on the basis in conjunction with understanding of ultimate nature of reality, the selflessness and so on, and this will then really become a you know, condition for gaining the state of liberations. And so when you reflect your mind upon ultimate nature of reality, it will not only does this will let you understand the ultimate nature of, you know, how things really are, the mode of existence of things, but this will also enables you to cultivate what we call compassion for other beings. Because when we think about, you know, how things exist, existence of the things in event, and suddenly you have to, you're actually reflecting your mind upon the, you know, dependent originations, dependently, you know, existing. And when you think about the dependently existence, then not only does dependently existence of the other phenomena, but also the one's own self, that we really cherish ourselves, self, that we take it as a very precious. The very cherished, the self, is dependent upon other factors and other beings. And then this will really take you to understand that your very survival and your very being in this world is dependent upon other beings. So then this will take, this will let you understand how important it is to extend or to cultivate love and compassion for all beings. Everything that one's, one's on, you know, starting from the clothings, fooding, shelter, and even to the, you know, one's own spiritual practice, are all dependent upon other beings. That it is, you know, it says it's an equal power of taking refuge in individuals and having love and compassion towards other beings. Because we accumulate tremendous amount of merits by taking refuge in individuals and cultivating love and compassion towards other sentient beings. So without which it is not possible for one to complete our power, you know, perfect our love and compassion. Because the very object to whom that we have cultivating love and compassion is towards other sentient beings. So suddenly, if you think very carefully, you could see how important it is with the other sentient beings for oneself. So this is how it is, how important it is to understand emptiness, you know, we are aiming towards getting rid of our root cause of suffering. So in order to get rid of our root cause of suffering, we need to understand emptiness. Therefore, it is very important to understand emptiness. And then emptiness here, again, it takes a long time. You know, complete understanding of emptiness overnight. It is a process. It requires a lot of efforts, reading texts, receiving the teachings, contemplation, and so on.
Gyawa dung zhong yi zhung dhaba di kundru yin siru, kundru, gyawa zhung yi. Mek shida ji loo, tanda ji yin na khan ma, yin ni pa kulpa lian ji jo ni zhong ni, sen liya tenshu na khan pa ma shiba jie shu wu sikri. Kulpa ji kudduja ji jie ni kulpa shuya ga lapa jia na ya kulpa ma tepa ji jie gugri. Sita ji pa lian lugu ma, tenshu na pa jo, tsu jo, duri gen chikon na yung di giri. Kini ma tanda yoya na ki tenga la rwa, tenga na zupa gungri, mezu li gen dipa yoy ma di. मैं पाचो चो जो दुजा जी लोने यो नाला तेल पर जबा गुना दी की चिमु नी से गुरे
so so therefore again to understand emptiness just simply receiving the teachings and contemplation alone will again not be able to will not be able to really accomplish a perfect view of emptiness. What is required is to become oneself that are conducive of cultivating the wisdom that understands emptiness. One needs to accumulate merits, purifications. So even the great masters in the past, how much, you know, the teachings that they have received, innovative teachings that they have received, and relied upon many great masters. Yet, so, not then at the same time, they went through all kind of process of practices to accumulate merits and to become oneself as a suitable person to actually understand what this emptiness really means. So certainly for us, as an initial practitioner, our contemplation in receiving teaching alone is not adequate to really become oneself as a suitable to generate wisdom that understands emptiness. So therefore, we need to go through all the practices of accumulation merits, such as prostrations and reciting mantras of you know, purifications, as 100 syllable mantras, and offering certain mandalas, and then all this, you know, circumambulations of the, you know, stupas and so on and so forth. So all of, once you are able to gather all those, you know, prerequisites, the one is, will then be able to become a suitable person or suitable individual to really to generate this wisdom and understand emptiness. So then, because understanding emptiness itself is a dependent originations. So wisdom realizing emptiness is dependent originations. It's a dependent upon other factors, which means the dependent upon a solid foundation of merits that is required. So therefore, right from the beginning of one's day, when we're starting, when one starts one's practice, one think about that, you know, by reciting the refuge formula, I take refuge in Chejo until I gain state of enlightenment and so on, one must have a genuine motivations of you know, accomplishing or generating wisdom realizing emptiness within oneself. So once try to make it one's very purpose of taking refuge in individuals, cultivating love and compassion for others, is to cultivate this wisdom which understands emptiness. So once you have such a genuine wish, and it has a sudden, you know, powers or the energies, so that will really move yourself towards the cultivation of wisdom that understands emptiness.
Oh, then, tanda tuni develop singe de kare re na thoma mari ko thoma mari ba sing ado ki thong jo nga nga hambi nga rang rang su tu pa na ji nga si jene jemi lo chi re o tende nga nga hambi lo telo ane tende lo de thoma mari ba se ane kun ja na ki kuji kāla mūti pa rāwa rāntu tūpa ji kēndi yore, tūnyu tūpa lo tiki kī hiyāna nāki mā pātto gu yore, kīni jatā ngū sāngi yīla rī yore, tūnyu tūpa lo tiki tānda yāpa yītong tērī, tēnda yī tūnyu tūpa lo tiki tūli kū yītong ka tūmā rū sūsā gu yī tūmā mārī pa yī mūka kātā tāwā nī mā pātto kū yī zōgu yore, kū yī zūlu zūtū tūnyu tūpa kū yī Ko chong yi shen shen lo, tūmā mārī pa sāma tūsā kāngkāng gārī lo, kāngkā dzūmā tāngdā rī, nipā mārī. Tēnē yi tūnē tūpi kē lo tēlā nē ngē yūn kuālē ngē pā nyūpi ngē yūn sē kē dō jī sō nā, nā nē kuālē tēpi tāpā sē tōnē rī. Tē chēn chēn lo tēnā ngā tū jīn jīgā nā sē kē dōngi mē rī rī. Tīpā chēn pī wulā jāng chū kē sēng sēng kē nē sēng sō nā, nē sē kē tāng jī kē tēnā sāng jī tūmā dācā tēng pā tā. Tanda jine sanji yore, dacha tenpa dacha tenpa dacha tenpa dacha tenpa dacha tenpa dacha tenpa dacha jine ya sanji yore ma tangpa ni sanji jika unyo mari, dacha tenpa dacha sanji tenka. Ta tani zuni lama jipa tamba tasa kanga, dozi jine. Na sen chan chuk, sen sen gen ten, gen ten da do jang la mi ni ken. Se jen sosa sanji gen duwe, yin ya sanji ya dara, na jipa da tanda wanyu ki da mani ba, gen ten da do jang la mi ni se. Yen se jen tangji ki ten zulu, sanji ji kumpa tondi ji jula jika gare. Then you don't have a second tangy with the Sanji Kubanji. Tony, you look down on you. And it is me by the second tangy to me in the world. Thing is that you don't you sing, sing in that only at quality of a tapa to a daughter in digging Mendoos. And it don't give me the tapa to get in here. Don't you sing and daughter, second tangy long upon my ink and my money, get you out of the domain on the Kipa Kijan, like Konosian to look at Sally. What does the Konga Chitan Sandia Yisuna and the Dodger Timbergi Sandin Tarada Jitang and Kuali Tabitapa to Sanji Guntan, the Jibata Sanji Timber and Nanita, and the Jaran Vajitan Kamapa, Chinchapa Tamba Mumbu, Nagu, how Magu you are in Tarada
The reason why it is, you know, important for us to, as we mentioned earlier, that it's understand emptiness, is to cut the root of sufferings, root of ignorance, and so therefore it is a worthwhile for us to put an effort to generate wisdom, realizing emptiness, because. Normally, we put a lot of efforts to, you know, gain a certain level of happiness. And the happiness that we experience are all temporary, and those are actually in nature, sufferings. To accumulate, to gain that level of happiness, if we have to put a lot of effort, then suddenly to gain genuine happiness and everlasting happiness, we suddenly need to put effort, and it is worthwhile for us to put in effort to generate wisdom, realizing emptiness. So then, this wisdom, realizing emptiness is when the wisdom, realizing emptiness is then conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta, the generation of bodhicitta, will then become a complete cause, or complete causes and condition for the gaining of state of enlightenment. So if you have this kind of quality within you, then you will, your every actions of your body, speech, and mind is nothing but to benefit other sentient beings. And when you have such a powerful attainment within you, you will always, you know, you will always have, unending actions. In other words, unending actions for the wealth of other sentient beings. And so then your actions and your way of doing and things will be completely different from now, because at this point, you know, whatever we do so for to gain happiness for our own self. Even we think about, you know, helping someone, and there's always something behind that you're helping such a person, and you have a certain obligation involved. You know, I'm helping such a person, or he or she may repay me in the future. Or I'm helping this person, and he or she may be good to me when I need some help from him or her. So, you know, even those positive deeds that we have, there's always, you know, self-cherishing mind is involved. And without that, you know, you may want it to look good to others. You wanted to gain name or fame or, you know, repetitions and so on. So everything that we do at this time, at this point, you know, we are unable to really do something that is purely virtuous, something that really become a causes and condition for, you know, gaining the liberations. So once you have understanding of emptiness, and that really understanding of emptiness conjoined with the generation of bodhicitta, then you will take that, your very purpose of the survival, your very purpose of being as a within this existence is to observe as other beings with no obligation involved, with no self-cherishing mind. And you're completely, your motivation is pure like a crystal, so that you are completely, you know, even to your, will be happily or delightfully to actually sacrifice your own life for serving other beings. So this is the kind of, you know, encouragement. And if, you become very, you know, how do you call it? You become a really, the person who really cares about others. You care about nothing but other beings. And you will have no problem, you will have no sufferings of even, going through physical or the mental hardships to observe other beings. So this should be our aim as a practitioner of the Dharma. And this should be our goal. We should set our goal to reach that kind of level. No. So he's like saying to, we'll take some questions and answer by now. Any questions?
Yeah, I just want to say it's very beautiful.
Thank you. So, if this is really helpful, then he said he will be delighted. Yeah.
I have a question. Regarding, I was reading today about the fetters or the cankers, you know, the 10 obstacles for deliverance or for liberation. There's considered 10. Sometimes there's 9, sometimes there's 10. But I was reading a Theravedic book, and the difference between the two books I was reading, the Abhidhamma and the Theravedic traditions, is the Theravedic traditions said that the half of the fetters were a downward tendency of obstacles, and the other were upward tendency. The upward tendency was a common afflictions that you are more easily, they're more common to the common, the human realm or something like that. And the upper, the downward fetters are actually the higher realm that's trying to get back to the common realm. That's why it's a downward, and the other is an upward, because the upward is trying to get to a higher rebirth, and the higher rebirth is trying to return to the human realm again. And it's interesting because I've been studying these obstacles or these hindrances, and I've never seen the division of an upward and downward obstacle. And I just wonder if he knows anything about that, or if he has any, anything
he can,
shed light on that.
I'm not sure whether I got the question completely.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll try. Quite delicious. That tandatiye chida toko. Jai 탈람 토비알이야 아니 즉 고개 주로봐 고개 주로봐 어디게 됐다 좀보 구체적인 리직 다 좀보 주체적인 리직도 아니 디니 드림바야 치기 대한테 고갱디 바 세네 야지 바 가르소르 바 지 공말이야 계약 리지 어디 그건다 더 레 사단 개워시오 그매로 다지
힘들어라 피트스네로
디세고서 다고 지다 고 디어디 세버시 개면도 그런 대시 얘기 되는 소리 시대죠. 딘데스도 제가 다디에네 아니 디니야 저기 단데 직 페이지 찍는 날에 단도 거의 세비사와 저기도 세비사와 독세지 시에셨어.
아니
다 근데 디 세그먼트 오다 타겟 독세인데.
뭐 디즈
세비사와 독세인데 가리나 딜 송도지.
뭐 세비 저기 되잖아. 간제 티바메르 루게도 못 켄드로 와. 뭐 간제 세비 자 못 켄지. 자와 담당한테 켄디야 야 엄마 던져와 그다 통보 기자로와 그거네 돈에 그 티바메 버겠는데 지기 나서서로 알루 지금 도도 지금 럭함마한테 티바메 블라나 도도도 잔던들어와 다 럭아 또아도 저거 담당한테 티바 친구 기치디 어떤도 던지 그리스
so it's not very sure you know what the question really is and so Of course, the Abhidharma itself belongs to the Theravadin tradition. You know, it's Vaibhashika's standpoint. And so it's not really sure, you know, what to answer right now. So.
There
are different ways of, you know, recognizing obstacles depending upon the different philosophical tenets. That's what it's
about. Just this question is that either lower realms or human rebirth is the optimum one to attain enlightenment?
You know, it was saying that it was a common, yes. And it was like, I believe it was the human realm because the other realm, which has the downward and the upward are actually internal fetters and external fetters. And in the Mahayana terminology books that I've been studying, they don't elaborate, they don't make a division between the obstacles as being the internal or external source. And they don't say anything about downward or upward rebirth. It seems like the Theravada, though, or at least what I read in the other manual book that I was reading today, was elaborating on the reason why there is one is more common and one is more what is more rare or subtle? I guess one fetters are much more subtler than the other ones, and those are the internal ones versus the ones that are common or more obvious to, you know.
And the subtle ones would be the higher,
yes.
Higher than human.
Yeah, they're the ones that are desiring downward rebirth. And they compared it to like if you lived in a city and someone attacked it or something, you had to move out of the city temporarily. You'd want to go back to your city once you know all these forces or all these humans disappeared. And that's they were using that as an example of higher rebirth wanting to reverse the common rebirth. And in the common rebirth, thinking that it's going to a higher rebirth is better than they're already in a higher rebirth because they're new. But they want to go to a higher rebirth because they're seeking something better, or in their mind something better. That's what I understand. It's just kind of interesting because they have such different explanations of these the 9 or 10 fetters there, if you read different texts, you'll get absolutely different. There's actually 20 different ones that I could find, and yet some of them cross over, and some of them just seem to be completely a different interpretation or a different lineage or a different, a different approach to understand what are these hindrances that are causing us the subtle hindrances that we have and also apparent hindrances.
So but your question was about does he know something about how in the Theravada tradition certain hindrances would cause one to seek a lower rebirth, then why in other kinds of rebirths these hindrances would tend to push you to want that higher rebirth?
Yeah, and it's really weird because what they are is they're hindrances to liberation. They're hindrances to liberation. Rebirth is an hindrance to liberation. So fetters are actually sometimes confused and the motivation to get rid of these hindrances leads to rebirth rather than leads to liberation.
So it's that these hindrances tend to lead one to liberation.
Yes.
So you have these hindrances, and in a human rebirth, these hindrances are such that they tend to drive you into a higher rebirth. And if you're in a higher realm, these hindrances tend to drive you into a lower rebirth.
Yes.
Okay.
The cycle. That's okay. The cycle, yeah. I think it's human realm because I don't think
I get the general idea.
It could be the desire realm, which includes all six of the realms. That possibly could be versus the human realm, which is the most ideal realm out of the six realms. It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try. Yeah, I'll ask him anyway. So, Parje rikchi ki kanda parje di kanda gogen shiro ta suzu di gogen rikchi ki rikchi li teni ya khu suzu ya chik kazo ya chik ta kham gongma dhavdaan dinde ya chik ya tosal kya dinde chik ni chik ya tosal kya vime nila ya khu ya yange chenga ne khu ya mazal maayong
Ya tasa lene ya ma yung su jeng diyang dole zine kono yang dopa thombo dine ma yung gudwa su jeng diyang dole ya pen bhi jita na ma yung chi yi do zi jine kono ya rang to kono su jeng du mi le pe hi bu yi nung ba yin di ne bhi rwa ma kono ma rang jine yung ma di yung dira di ma yung ya di ku li gi nyam ba dina ga jine yung yu ma li si
So there could be a still not certain, he said. The answer that he's giving is assumption. That's what he said. And so there might be an individual who would like to, though that individual might have gained a high rebirth, and he or she may have a, you know, wish to take a rebirth within, again, lower realms, coming back to the lower realms, such as someone who has taken a rebirth in the form realms, and who will have, you know, again, wish to again take a rebirth in the lower realms, such as human realms. By understanding how vital it is to achieve human rebirths, to really to get to the highmost realms. So there could be a possibility. This is what he's interpreting. And then of course, there are, in the Mahayana tradition, the bodhisattvas who will be in the high, who's already in the higher, you know, higher bhumis, would again, you know, out of compassion, will come back to the sentient realms, you know, unenlightened realms, to benefit other sentient beings. So again, this is completely different, you know, because this is not forced by delusion and karma. It is compassion, and he's doing this so on his own, with no, there's no controlling, you know, causes and conditions that are involved. For those great beings, bodhisattvas would even have the courage to remain in the hell realms for the eons. So this is what he's, you know, interpretation to this.
Yeah.